Hey, welcome to Destroy Our Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
What is going on? We, well, I can tell you people what's going on. We spent...
I say,
We spent the first hour of the podcast, not recording the podcast, but learning shaving 101.
That's right.
By Jim, because his new hobby, shaving. And
double-edged safety razor shaving. He's gonna not just shaving.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's like a fucking hobby where you're like, oh, I shave. It's not a hobby.
No. No, the hobby is the collecting of the razors.
Correct. So... and stay tuned, kids, because Jim's going to put out a I Like Shaving podcast.
That's right.
He did record it.
It's called Take a Shave.
Yeah. It's called Cut Me, Mick, and it'll be out.
They did cut him with a safety razor. Yeah. Safety razor blade.
Yeah, it's called Cut Me, Mick.
Double-edged razor blade. Everyone said that's disgusting, right? Like when that scene happened. And then like I was watching it and looking closely at it, and you realize that you can see where he's not really cutting them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just sitting off a blood pack.
It's got like a ketchup packet.
Yeah.
Cut Me, Mick. See, now you got a name for your podcast.
Can't see anything out of my eye. Yeah, Cut Me, Mick. That'll tell people what it is.
you're not gonna name it something dumb like, you know, The Art of Shaving or something like
that. No, The Art of Shaving is a brand
name. I know, it's a store.
It's a brand name.
No, but you know, you're gonna fucking be one of those like back stores, like the Lumbar Yard or something like that.
No, I'm not selling the stuff.
Jim's podcast.
Oh, I told you it's gonna be called Take a Shave.
Shave it right.
That's an old way of saying get out of here.
Yeah.
Just destroy all facial hair.
Yeah. It's the damn movie game.
You bet your points.
You bet your points. Also known as
You bet your points.
You bet your points.
Brought to you by Tyco. For all your little fun. Tyco.
By Tyco.
And is Tyco even a
Colbert does all the time, and the dinette set from Broyhill Furniture.
Yes. Broyhill. Also brought to you by Fruit Stripe Gum. 10 seconds of flavor. Back to you, Jim.
That is true. Fruit Stripe gum does not last.
Yeah,
you got
10 good chews, and it was just fucking it turned into fucking putty.
Well, speaking of putty, it's the damn movie game.
All right.
Thank you, audience. Okay, it's going to start off at only 2 rounds of 5 questions apiece, and then a final round of You Bet Your Points.
Okay.
For one category. Now, the categories are...
Hold on, Jim. Carl's limbering up, so I got to limber up, too. Ready? Ooh. Come on. Let's get this going, Carl. Lemon face. Ooh, lion face. Lemon face. Ooh, lion face. Breakdown.
All right. You got
applesauce, bitch.
Applesauce. You got five separate categories I can choose from, and I'll go through each, and I'll throw them at you one at a time.
I'll take the rapist for 300.
That's therapists.
Trebek.
All right, we'll start off with, by random selection, Carl.
Go.
I will give you a movie premise. You tell me what the movie is. This one. Oh, it's an easy one. No pressure, Carl. You'll get it immediately. An awkward teen from Idaho agrees to help his friend run for class president.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite is correct. That's one fucking for Carl.
Bullshit.
All right, Richie.
Okay.
This one, I will give you a quote, and you name the movie.
All right. That's a strong point.
Eat hearty, for tonight we dine in hell.
Ooh, eat hearty. Magnificent Seven?
No.
Incorrect.
No.
Sorry, I haven't been turning the sound effects on here. No. I'm going to do that. Okay, Carl, do you wish to steal? For tonight we dine. I need an answer,
no,
Carl.
No.
The answer is 300. 300.
I've only seen that stupid movie like once.
I was leaning towards that, but I wasn't sure.
All right.
Okay. This is to Carl. I'm going to name the actors. You tell me the movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Michael Ironside.
Total Recall?
Total Recall is correct.
Yes.
Look at you, Carl. Oh my God.
Nice.
I'll get that straight. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. When the game's over.
We've only done this game like a billion times, and I still can't get it. I will name you movies.
Okay.
You I will tell me movies. The actor who starred in all of them.
Okay.
Music and Lyrics. Lucky You. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. 50 First Dates. Charlie's Angels.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is correct.
Yep.
The 51st Dates in the, whatchamacallit, the Charlie's Angels with the giveaways, though.
Yeah. Well, you although, always complain you said, that the questions are too hard, Richie.
Although when you said 51st Dates, I was thinking Rob Schneider.
in Confessions of a Dangerous
Mind. I've never seen that movie, so.
Oh, it's pretty sweet. Starring Rockwell.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. All right. So Carl's up by one, right?
Right. All right, Carl, name the movie from this quote. What's the most you've ever lost on a coin toss? Call it, friendo.
No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men is correct.
Well done, Carl.
I love that.
Oh, I forgot to start the thinking music after the question. Jesus, questions.
Man. You're terrible at this. Go ahead.
All Richie. Right.
All right.
I will give you a movie premise, and you will give me the movie.
I will give you the movie answer.
A young Sumerian boy vows revenge against the three warlords who killed his village, destroyed his village, and killed his parents.
Say it again? A young
Sumerian boy vows revenge against the three warlords who destroyed his village and killed his parents.
Have I seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't know we were allowed to ask questions back.
I didn't.
No? Yeah, I have no clue.
Carl, do you want to see?
No.
Conan the Barbarian. No, but-
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Seen it a fucking 100 years ago. Why don't you fucking tell me something? Why don't you ask me the first to name the songs from the first concert I've seen too.
All right, Carl.
Sumerian.
Carl, I'll give you a list of movies. You tell me the actor.
Go.
Walk Hard. The Aviator. Chicago. The Perfect Storm.
No, I know it. I can't think of his fucking name. Oh no, I can't think of his name. I love his, he's great.
Where's my phone? I'm not stealing. I know who it is, but I don't know his name. I can't right off the top of my head.
Why can't I remember his name?
I was just watching The Aviator today.
You're running out of time.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Richie, do you want to steal?
No, I don't know his name.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. God damn it.
I don't have $18 million, Howard.
That's embarrassing.
All right, man. That's the end of round one.
All right, so Carl's up 3-1?
3-1, Carl is up.
Man, Carl, you know, Carl's really good at this game show shit.
I couldn't remember John C. Reilly.
Now, Richie.
Yeah.
You will go first in this round, so you can all pick right. up some ground right Ooh. Right when I
come up with a question.
Yes. Okay. Movie preference. Preference. Movie premise.
All right.
An elderly woman builds a friendship with her chauffeur in 1940s Alabama.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy is correct.
I didn't get any thinking music, but whatever.
Yes, you didn't get thinking music. Because I was too busy reading.
Uh-huh.
Carl?
See?
I will give you a quote, and you give me the movie. Do you like Tyrannosaurus Rex? Yeah, well, I call him Rexy, and he's about to come to life in 5 seconds. Do you like Tyrannosaurus Rex? Yeah, well, I call him Rexy, and he's about to come alive in 5 seconds.
I'm going to take a dart. Night at the Museum.
Correct.
Yo! Yes.
Wow.
Holy moly, you pulled that one out.
I knew it wasn't Jurassic Park, and I knew there's dinosaurs in that movie, and they come to life.
Okay. I haven't seen either of them.
I don't know if I have either, but I know the premise, because it's at the museum that I've been in.
Okay.
In New York City.
Were you an extra?
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
I will give you several actors. You tell me the movie they were in together.
Okay.
Will Smith, Jason Bateman, and Charlize Theron.
Will Smith, Jason Bateman, and Charlize Theron were was in... Hero movie. What the fuck's the name of it? Hancock.
That's right. Damn, I thought I was going to get that.
Correct. Hancock.
Oh, man.
Excellent. I ain't out yet, Carl.
Not out yet.
Hancock, great first hour, bad second hour.
All right. Here we go, Carl. This is a quote. You tell me the movie.
Stop giving me quotes.
Have I given you too many quotes?
Yeah, you gave Richie one.
I'm sorry.
So go ahead, do what you want.
Yeah. Give him what you want, Jim.
Okay, I'll change it. I'll give you the stars. You give me the movie.
There you go.
Jessica Alba, Michael Chiklis.
That's it.
That's it.
SWAT
is incorrect. Richie, do you wish to see
it? I do.
Go ahead.
Fantastic Four.
Ah, oh, shit.
Correct. Right.
There was more people than that, I would have gotten it.
All right, we're tied up.
Oh! It's getting real, Carl.
I bet them all.
I bet all of them. All right. Richie. I will name the movies. You name the actor.
All right.
The Nanny Diaries, The Prestige, Scoop, The Island.
Fuck if I know.
All right, Carl, do you want to steal?
I've seen none of those movies.
You saw The Prestige. We reviewed it.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right.
Do I lose a point?
You lose a point if you fail.
Yep.
I'll do it. Scarlett Johansson.
Correct.
Oh!
Prestige is the Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman. They're both magicians.
Well, he gets 2 points, though.
No, he gets 1 point. He would lose two.
No, he loses one.
Shit, I would have
lost. No.
Oh, that's right. You lose two.
Yeah. You risk 2 points to score one.
I knew she was in those two, but I've never seen Nanny or the other one.
I don't know.
Wow, that was. Whew.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Richie.
Nope. I just stole that.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. You stole. Carl.
Yep.
I'm going to name two characters. You name the movie.
Oh, boy.
Daisy and Benjamin. Oh, I can't give this. That gives away the answer.
Yeah. Well, I know the answer.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it back?
Well, you know the answer from Daisy and Benjamin?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Well, I was going to say Benjamin Button, but that gives away the movie.
This movie has a shark in it.
You don't need to.
You would have gotten it from Daisy and Benjamin?
No. Benjamin. Once you said Benjamin, how many Benjamin? This movie has a shark with very large jaws. Name the movie.
You can take, I don't know,
1776 is a Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin.
Whatever. Get the fuck out of here.
You do what you got to do.
No, no, it's fine, Carl. It was a good pull. You got it from Name That Tune in 2 fucking seconds, so.
Okay.
All right, Richie.
Yes.
I will give you a quote. You give me the movie.
Okay.
That's your problem. You don't want to be in love. You want to be in love in a movie. Okay. Yeah. How old do you want to steal?
For -2 points, no.
Okay.
But can we guess?
Go ahead now.
Sleepless in Seattle?
You would have won a point.
Oh, man. I'd have to see that movie to understand that quote.
Okay, Carl.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a series of movies. You tell me the actor.
Okay.
The Holiday, The Aviator, Cold Mountain, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, shit.
Say those again?
Yeah, please.
The Holiday, The Aviator, Cold Mountain, and The Talented Mr. Ripley. I swear I'll be more prepared next week. Next time we do a game.
I can't fucking remember his name either. I'm pretty sure I knew who it is. Oh, fuck.
Richie, do you wish to steal?
No, because I'm not 100% sure, but I think I know who it is. But I'm not dumb enough to.
Who's your thing? Point.
I know who it is. I just can't remember his
name. Is it Alec Baldwin?
No.
No.
Okay. Then I.
It is Jude. He was in
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Oh, okay.
Jude Law.
Yeah, but he was in fucking. He was only in Aviator for fucking 30 seconds. He had a bit part. That's bullshit.
But he was in all those other movies.
Okay.
He's got a huge part in Ripley.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, the last one of this round.
Jude Law, goddamn.
Richie, who is this for?
Me.
Richie.
You. Okay, give you a quote. You give me the movie.
Okay.
So what do we do, Jane? Shoot it out here? Hope for the best?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Correct. Nice. All right. Now we're...
That was too quick for me to just do another... But it should have been quick. A little... I was going to say, there should be a little mocking in there that I know.
You didn't even get to the button. I did that with No Country also. He couldn't even get to the
button. That is true. Yeah, but No Country is like a really good movie. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, has my boy in it. So.
Tight.
All right. I am going to. Oh, this is the final. This is the You Bet Your Points round.
Yes.
You both need to message me how many points you're willing to.
How many points bet. Do I have?
What do we got?
Oh, Richie has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. Carl has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points.
Oh.
Well, shit. I know what Richie's going to do. So. Look.
How many do I have?
5.
Now, remember, you can't tell me the movie. You have to
really text Carl, it to me. You put it in the fucking.
Shit. I know what you're going to do.
So you put it in the group text.
Oh, shit, you're right. Let me put my spectacles on.
Hold on.
I won't put the answer in the group text.
There you go. Make you feel a little better.
Okay. All right.
That was pretty stupid.
All right. You're locked in.
Okay.
The category is science fiction. This Disney... What was that?
The cat's getting wild.
Science
fiction.
Science fiction. This Disney science fiction movie starred a evil robot named Maximilian.
What? That wasn't enough time.
Yeah, I know. That was my short one. Sorry.
They're not in the group text.
Oh, okay. Richie, I need your answer. Well, technically, you can put it in the group text. Carl already answered.
Yeah, I locked in my answer.
But you didn't put it in the group text.
No,
I did not. He just texted me.
Because it's the right answer.
Now it doesn't matter.
Oh.
I win, Rich.
And Carl, why don't you wait until the answer is revealed? All right. Richie answered the black hole, which is correct. And Richie bet 5 points, giving him 10 points.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Carl answered the black hole.
Oh.
Carl bet 6 points, bringing his total to 12 points. Carl, you win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Another exciting damn movie game. You bet your points. Always a fan favorite.
I love it.
Next week, hopefully, the next time we do this, I'll have all new questions.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, but I got to organize a little bit. Yeah. I had like about 5 minutes of prep time for this.
Oh, wow.
So, that was terrific. Next week, Cocaine Bear. Destroy All Movies can be found at damshow.co, damshow.co.
Damshow.co.
Our email address, if anybody wanted to ever use it, is...
destroymail@gmail.com. Once again, that's destroymail@gmail.com. Also brought to you by Juicy Fruit. So destroymail@gmail.com. Buy us a coffee. Go on Amazon. Obviously, according to Carl, we get a lot of money from Amazon.
Yeah, apparently. I got to go find it because someone's taking it all.
All right, I'm out.
All right.
Later, guys.
Later, David.